With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Well, we're going to take a trip to New York City and see what's happening theatrically. We're going to talk about a couple of plays that are opening here in Buffalo, and we'll apprise you of what is closing as well. Mr. Chase, tell us about your trip to New York City.
Well, I saw a number of things, three of them quite good. I saw A Midsummer Night's Dream with Bebe Neuwirth as Titania, which was magical. Loved it.
Shakespeare done well is.
It is, and it is very beautifully done. And I saw Newsies, which I was not expecting to like.
That was a movie in 1992 about the 1899 newsboy strike.
Right, and it was a flop movie. I was not expecting much from this musical, moved to Broadway from the paper mill. I loved it. Every minute of it I loved.
What?
Just a compelling story. You're rooting for these kids from the beginning. The choreography is thrilling. The settings move with the production, which with a Broadway musical is very important. Just a happy, wonderful theatrical experience with the audience cheering and cheering for every single number and applauding with unbridled enthusiasm at the end. That's Newsies, and I'm wondering if they will extend the run.
Well, we'll tell them to listen to the show and talk to you.
I saw even more enthusiastic audience response for Charles Bush's new play, Judith of Bethulia.
Judith of Bethulia. Sounds like a religious connotation.
A biblical epic where Charles Bush is famous of the East Village and also now of Broadway. He did Psycho Beach Party. He did Vampire Lesbians of Sodom.
He makes an art out of cross-dressing.
He does. And he is playing the leading lady, a woman who is the widow of a wealthy man who is secretly a philanthropist in the town, but she's much despised by her own, even her own servants despise her. And it's the story of how she saves the town at great personal sacrifice. And to play the role, Charles Bush channels his inner Mae West.
We were talking a little bit before we went on the air about Evita.
Oh, you had to go there.
Well, you put it third on the list. Well, I thought you would top your list of things that you saw.
I saw Evita, which features Ricky Martin, whom I love.
That's a suspect right there.
I like him, not in this show, but I like him, and Elena Robert, who had played the role in London, to great acclaim, which I cannot account for, because she is terrible, who just doesn't have the presence. The direction is plodding, and it gave me a whole new appreciation for Hal Prince, who directed the original production, which is emblazoned on my memory with that remarkable performance by Patti LuPone. It was a role that made Patti LuPone a star, and seeing this production, you can't imagine how it would make anyone a star.
It just proves that Hal Prince is king of all he purveys.
Well, he's had an awfully good run. He also directed Phantom of the Opera, which gave Andrew Lloyd Webber the last hit he's ever had, truth be told.
How many times have you seen Evita?
Oh, countless times.
That's the problem. Times. You've seen too much Evita.
No, you're saying I'm jaded. I can still enjoy the Newsies. I think that's unfair. I can still enjoy a good musical.
I'm teasing you.
But so often, when people haven't seen things before, they go and see a show, and when it does not rivet them, they blame the material. I've seen that in this town over the past year, a production that didn't come off, and people say, oh, no, that Pete Gurney can't write, which is ridiculous. When you've seen other productions that have excelled, you have a better chance of understanding what went wrong.
Talking about A.R. Gurney, his Ancestral Voices is going to be produced here in Buffalo, which has never been done before.
It's not been done here before, and it's, I don't know why, it's a reader's theater piece where actors sitting and reading from the script, telling a story involving three generations of a Buffalo family. And it's a plot that he's visited a number of times about the grandmother leaving grandfather for another man. This is touched upon also in The Cocktail Hour. It's touched upon also in Children. I saw the Lincoln Center production several years ago. Beautiful, beautiful play. And that's down at Road Less Traveled, Ancestral Voices by A.R. Gurney.
A Delicate Balance by Edward Albee is presented by the Irish Classical Theater Company. And if you talk about plays that really grab you and twist you in different directions, A Delicate Balance can do that.
It is one of the great Edward Albee plays, Derek Campbell directing. That's the play about a couple whose friends, having unspecified fears, basically move into their house, and the daughter comes home as well, and they already have the live-in alcoholic sister. Opened last night, playing through May 13th.
Closing this week is Hello Dolly, Voice Lessons, and Come Back Little Sheba, your final chance to see those productions. With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.